Good afternoon. We continue to track Tropical Storm Jose well south and east of the New England coast this afternoon. Still, its effects are being felt primarily in central and southeastern New England with strong wind gusts and steadier bursts of rain with some of the banding from the tropical system. However, its effects are even being felt farther to the west in central and western New England and also easternmost New York with some thicker high and mid-level clouds filtering out some of the sunshine. In these areas, we could even see some scattered rain showers back in, and a period of spotty showers could move through before the day is over with. Farther to the north and west, more in the way of sunshine, farther away from the storm's center, and temperatures in these locations should approach, if not exceed, the 80-degree mark by a couple of degrees. Where we see more cloud cover, afternoon highs will be in the middle and upper 70s. As the system weakens tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and it will be dry, with temperatures back into the lower 60s. This will set us up for a gorgeous stretch of weather. High pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft, with Jose continuing to shrink and slide away. Sunshine is expected starting tomorrow. The humidity will start to drop and highs will be around 80. And with that upper level ridge dominating Friday and through the weekend, we'll expect mostly sunny skies all 3 days, with highs climbing from the lower 80s on Friday into the mid 80s on Saturday and even into the upper 80s on Sunday afternoon. Right now, it looks like the warm and dry weather will continue into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Maria, which made landfall along the southeast coast of Puerto Rico near Yabucoa at about 6:15 this morning and is now located 25 miles west of San Juan. Maria is moving toward the northwest near 12 miles per hour, and this general motion with a decrease in forward speed is expected through early Friday. On the forecast track, the center of Maria will move offshore of the northern coast of Puerto Rico shortly. The center will then pass offshore of the northeastern coast of the Dominican Republic tonight and tomorrow, and then move near the Turks and Caicos Islands in southeastern Bahamas Thursday night and Friday. Maximum sustained winds are near 140 miles per hour with higher gusts. Maria is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Maria is expected to remain a dangerous major hurricane through Friday. In addition to the catastrophic winds and storm surge, Maria is also expected to produce rainfall totals of up to 25 inches in Puerto Rico, another 15 inches in the Virgin Islands, and up to 20 inches in the Dominican Republic, Turks and Caicos, and southeast Bahamas. Rainfall on these islands will cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Tropical Storm Jose, located 150 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Jose is moving toward the northeast near 8 miles per hour, and this motion, with a decrease in forward speed, is expected to continue through tonight. A slow eastward motion is expected to begin tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Jose is expected to pass well to the east of New Jersey today and stay offshore of southeastern Massachusetts tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next couple of days. Tropical storm warnings, though, remain in effect from Woods Hole to Sagamore Beach, including Cape Cod, for strong winds, rip currents, and potential coastal flooding. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, lower 80s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers, lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today is 71 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 90 degrees set in 1946, and the record low 30 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening 6:56 p.m., 12 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered passing showers from time to time today, breezy with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies today with scattered showers from time to time and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, perhaps a passing brief shower with temperatures back into the upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, temperatures near 80. More sunshine on Friday in the lower 80s. Mid to upper 80s with mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. Middle to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.